A Chameleon, Anton Chekhov. The police superintendent, Ochimailov, is walking across the market square, wearing a new overcoat and carrying a parcel under his arm. A red-haired policeman strides after him with a sieve full of confiscated gooseberries in his hands. There's silence all around. Not a soul in the square. The open doors of the shops and taverns look out upon God's world disconsolately, like hungry mouths. There's not even a beggar near them. "So you bite, you damned brute," Ochimailov hears suddenly. "Lads, don't let him go. Lads, don't let him go. Biting is prohibited nowadays. Hold him. Ah, hold him." There's the sound of a dog yelping. Ochimailov looks in the direction of the sound and sees a dog, hopping on three legs and looking about her, run out of Pichigan's timber yard. A man in a starched cotton shirt with his waistcoat unbuttoned is chasing her. He runs after her and, throwing his body forward, falls down and seizes the dog by her hind legs. Once more there's a yelping and a shout of "Don't let go!" Sleepy countenances are protruded from the shops. And soon a crowd, which seems to have sprung out of the earth, is gathered round the timber yard. "It looks like a row, Your Honor," says the policeman. Ochimailov makes a half turn to the left and strides towards the crowd. He sees the aforementioned man in the unbuttoned waistcoat standing close by the gate of the timber yard, holding his right hand in the air and displaying a bleeding finger to the crowd. On his half-drunken face there is plainly written, "I'll pay you out, you rogue." And indeed, the very finger has the look of a flag of victory. In this man, Ochimailov recognizes Hirukin, the goldsmith, the culprit who has caused the sensation, a white borzoi puppy with a sharp muzzle and a yellow patch on her back, is sitting on the ground with her forepaws outstretched in the middle of the crowd, trembling all over. There's an expression of misery and terror in her tearful eyes. "What's it all about?" Ochimailov inquires, pushing his way through the crowd. "What are you here for? Why are you waving your finger? Who was it shouted?" "I was walking along here, not interfering with anyone, Your Honor," Hirukin begins, coughing into his fist. "I was talking about firewood to Mitri Mitrich, when this low brute, for no rhyme or reason, bit my finger. You must excuse me, I'm a working man. Mine is fine work. I must have damages, for I shan't be able to use this finger for a week. Maybe it's not even the law, Your Honor, that one should put up with it from a beast. If everyone is going to be bitten, life won't be worth living." "Very good," says Ochimailov sternly, coughing and raising his eyebrows. "Very good. Whose dog is it? I won't let this pass. I'll teach them to let their dogs run all over the place. It's time these gentry were looked after if they don't obey the regulations. When he's fined, the blackguard, I'll teach him what it means to keep dogs and such stray cattle. I'll give him a lesson." "Yeldiren," cries the superintendent, addressing the policeman, "find out whose dog this is and draw up a report. And the dog must be strangled, without delay. It's sure to be mad. Whose dog is it, I ask?" "I fancy it's General Zhigalov's," says someone in the crowd. "General Zhigalov's, Help me off with my coat, Yadirin. It's frightfully hot. It must be a sign of rain. There's one thing I can't make out, how it came to bite you." Ochimailov turns to Hirukin. "Surely it couldn't reach your finger. It's a little dog. And you're a great hulking fellow. You must have scratched your finger with a nail, and then the idea struck you to get damages for it. We all know your sort. I know you devils." "He put a cigarette in her face, Your Honor, for a joke, and she had the sense to snap at him. He's a nonsensical fellow, Your Honor." "That's a lie, Squint Eye. You didn't see, so why tell lies about it? His Honor's a wise gentleman, and will see who's telling lies and who's telling the truth, as in God's sight. And if I'm lying, let the court decide. It's written in the law. We're all equal nowadays. My own brother is in the gendarme. Let me tell you.
Don't argue.
No, that's not the general's dog, says the policeman with profound conviction. The general hasn't got one like that. His are mostly setters.
Do you know that for a fact?
Yes, Your Honor. I know it too. The general has valuable dogs, thoroughbred, and this is goodness knows what. No coat, no shape, a low creature. And to keep a dog like that, where's the sense of it? If a dog like that were to turn up in Petersburg or Moscow, do you know what would happen? They wouldn't worry about the law. They would strangle it in a twinkling. You've been injured, Hirukin, and we can't let the matter drop. We must give them a lesson. It's high time. Yet, maybe it is the general's, says the policeman, thinking aloud. It's not written on its face. I saw one like it the other day in his yard. It is the general's, that's certain, says a voice in the crowd. Help me on with my overcoat. Yeldurin, my lad. The wind's getting up. I'm cold. You take it to the general's and inquire there. Say I found it and sent it, and tell them not to let it out onto the street. It may be a valuable dog, and if every swine goes sticking a cigar in its mouth, it'll soon be ruined. A dog's a delicate animal. And you put your hand down, you blockhead. It's no use your displaying your fool of a finger. It's your own fault. Here comes the general's cook. Ask him. Hey, Prohor, come here, my dear man. Look at this dog. Is it one of yours?
What an idea. We have never had one like that.
There's no need to waste time asking, says Ochimailov. It's a stray dog. There's no need to waste time talking about it. Since he says it's a stray dog it is. It must be destroyed. That's all about it. It's not our dog, Prohor goes on. It belongs to the general's brother, who arrived the other day. Our master does not care for hounds, but his honor is fond of them. You don't say His Excellency's brother is here? Vladimir Ivanich? Inquires Ochimailov, and his whole face beams with an ecstatic smile. Well, I never, and I didn't know. Has he come on a visit?
Yes.
Well, I never. He couldn't stay away from his brother, and there I didn't know. So this is His Honor's dog. Delighted to hear it. Take it. It's not a bad pup. A lively creature. Snapped at this fellow's finger. Come, why are you shivering? Rrr. The rogue's angry. A nice little pup. Prohor calls the dog and walks away from the timber yard with her. The crowd laughs at Hirukin.
I'll make you smart yet, Ochimailov threatens him, and wrapping himself in his great coat, goes on his way across the square.